Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Style in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight from the studio, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Main feature allows you to actually control the content of the site. You can submit different things that you find online, whether it be a YouTube video or perhaps it may be a news article or a blog post. Whatever you think might interest our listeners, you just submit it to the site, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike it, making the most popular ones appear on the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls about anything. Let's talk first to Ryan, listening in California. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Ryan?
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sounds great. Go ahead.
Okay, actually, my name's Raymond. Sorry to correct you.
Sorry, Raymond. Go ahead.
Okay, basically, my question is for everybody. I was wondering if you could possibly give me an answer about how come in this day and age we have people that are still following individual party systems within the government when, personally, I see that everybody just keeps fighting and running around in circles, and we're not getting anything really done at all. And personally, I think that we need to break down all these walls and barriers so
we can get stuff. The system is set up for us to get stuff done. It's set up to make us feel like we can get stuff done.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great answer to feel like we're getting something done, which leads me to, you know, the whole electoral vote thing. And people not really having a real voice in such big government. So I guess basically what my question is, how are we going to go about bringing a positive, nonviolent change in government with the people driving it when there's so much segregation and compartmentalization everywhere?
I don't know if I really understand the question.
Well, I think he sounds like he is seeing some of the futility of the system. And, you know, I totally understand, you know, the two-party, neither one of the parties is going to do anything to increase our level of freedom and make a government that's more responsive. You don't really think that the government's actually supposed to be responsive, do you?
No, absolutely not.
It's just supposed to look responsive. You know, you get your vote. You are one of,
it doesn't look responsive to me, but
hundreds of thousands of it just from the outside. You know, the average person would say the government's somewhat responsive. Wouldn't you say that?
I don't know. I don't know what the average person would say.
Yeah, well, one thing's for sure, you're not average.
I don't know who is.
Yeah. So I don't. The fact is, I don't think there's a solution. That's why I picked up and moved for the Free State Project. I couldn't figure out a solution that was easy. Like, I think I'll vote for the Republicans or the Democrats or the Libertarians, or I'll put a yard sign, I'll donate to somebody's campaign. None of these things.
And it
things,
all feels so fruitless.
Yeah, it is fruitless. I don't think that any of those things do anything at all.
Would you by any chance agree with this crazy notion I have that I believe that all this creative government, which stands right now, which is so big, it needs to totally be ripped apart, taken down, and rebuilt.
I would agree
to
the point.
Except for the rebuild.
Right,
part.
I was actually talking with a program director today, because that's what I do during the day. I call talk radio stations and talk to these guys. And one of the program directors I had spoken with today, he's a program director who's taken the show, so he's familiar with Free Talk Live. They're airing the show, and he made a comment to the extent that he was listening as we were talking about, you know, whatever pro-freedom slash anti-government ideas we were discussing. And he said, yeah, you guys are basically talking about, going to anarchy, and I think that's exactly what we need today. And then he said something like what you just said, where we just dismantled the entire thing and put it all back together from scratch. And I said, well, I agree with you up to the putting it all back together part. I think this dismantling
is
a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the trick. Let's let lots of different people put together all kinds of things and try lots of different things in different places instead of consolidating it all into one horrific thing that no one has a choice to partake of or not. Well, no one would have a choice whether or not to partake of it or not. No, well, some people call that anarchy, but I just call it, like, choices.
Yeah, and of course, and in regards to anarchy, that being, you know, pretty much a mythological thing as to even if government's broken down, you are still going to have a governmental system, whether it's just one big bad guy that can beat up all the people or an actual structured government.
Or a lot of structures. Maybe that's the point.
Right, that's the point.
Is they'll be accountable if they're not a monopoly, a monolithic monopolistic system.
I don't want anyone to control my life, I certainly don't want people 1,000 miles away controlling my life. It's bad enough to have a New Hampshire state government, and it's much worse to have a federal government. So tear it all down, and there's nothing we can do to tear it down, right? Because that sounds kind of violent.
Not tear it down, let's let it fall apart.
What are your guys' thoughts on transparency?
Well, I don't think you're going to get it. I think if you can elect a guy who runs on transparency and nonviolence, that what in fact you'll get is a guy who wants to jam healthcare and global warming legislation down our throat. Not that I don't believe that there's necessarily global warming going on. I just don't think that the government's tax system is going to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the idea of transparency is kind of let me see if I can put this right. It might be kind of a band-aid on something that needs to totally be dismantled and brought back up through positivity and nonviolence?
I think that transparency would be a nice step if, in fact, we were going to get it. But when the rubber hits the road, when the things like the TARP and the bailouts and the things like that have to get through, as far as the politicians are concerned, when their big buddies in the banks have to get their payoffs, when their buddies in the labor unions or the insurance companies, when they have to get the money, the transparency be damned. Transparency is all fine and everything when we're talking about earmarks to go for this bridge or that military base or whatever. But once you're talking about the real political stuff that they really have to get through, they'll just shut down transparency and they'll jam it through. The transparency was on this TARP thing. 90, what was the quote from the politician is half of the people said no and the other half said hell no. So, I mean,
what does it matter if you can see them screwing you, right?
What about those people that are for an open Congress movement?
What's that mean?
What's an open Congress movement?
Well, because it's completely open Congress. You know, Congress needs to inform us. Since their garbage, their huge ruse of craziness is already established, and we can't, you know, go through with the fantasy of taking it down and rebuilding, we do have to start from what's already created. So the whole Open Congress movement is them divulging information that they would normally hide from us as people and let us know what's going on. But yes, people would debate that.
I can tell you what's going on. You can go and you can read all of their proposed bills. That's all available. I mean, if you've got the kind of free time that it would take to read through even one of those bills, I envy you. I can tell you what's going on. Here's what's going on. The people calling themselves Congress are taking your money and my money, and they're using it to reward their friends and punish their enemies. That's what's going on, and that's what's always been going on, and that's always going to go on when you have a monopolistic course of government. And it won't matter if it's transparent or not, because, well, they're going to steal from you whether you get to see what they're doing with the money that they steal or not. They don't care whether you get to see what's going on because they know there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it unless you're actually willing to take some serious personal steps like Mark and Dale and myself have done, like if you love liberty, that is, and make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and then start non-cooperating with the federal government and not paying them. And then, like Dale was saying, just ignore them. Just treat them like they don't exist anymore.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. I think we do need to just totally turn our backs on the whole machine, you know, in the aspect of let's forget about what they're doing. We understand and know this problem that is currently going on right now. Now let's find a positive solution for crisis.
Brian, if you agree, then I would suggest you go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement that is a very positive solution. It's getting people who love liberty together in the same place in order to say no more of this. We want to live free. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
The airwaves here on Free Talk Live via this toll-free phone number brought to you by SACL CAI. The number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free, including archives. You want to get the latest episodes of the show? They're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth, in fact. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006.
2006!
That's right, all courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. If you use that portal that we've set up for you, you'll get your first month completely free of web hosting. HostGator is a worldwide leader in web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, just go through our portal at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your first month completely free at HostGator.com.
All right. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
That's right.
800-259-9231. So you can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. Dale, you wanted to share something with us from what must be your favorite website for show prep, crack.com. crack.com with the five reasons why people who... What is
powerful people will always suck.
Yeah. Give it to me.
A study of personality types once found that as a group, serial killers scored highest in superficial charm, an exaggerated sense of self-worth, glibness, lying, lack of remorse, and manipulation of others. The other highest scoring group for these undesirable traits?
Politicians.
Guess? Good guess.
Well, it wasn't much of a guess because I think it was last week we had Sam in here, and he actually had a piece that compared politicians and serial killers.
They may be referencing that for mm-hmm. that because they link to a lot of things in here that obviously I can't get to all of that. So it's very possible they're referencing that study. They reference, you know, each of their points, they usually reference a study for it. So, because once again, as I've said before, crack.com, if it's on there, it's factual.
Absolutely.
It is undeniable. So, undeniable truth on crack.com. Okay, so again and again, science has found that being in charge not only attracts terrifying douchebags, but creates them as well. And with that, here's the scariest article you'll read this month. That's
which
not scary
why,
to us because we know it already, right?
Right, but it's important information, though. And when they say that it creates these terrifying douchebags, it's true because that's why it's always – it's having a so-called libertarian run for office doesn't excite me that much because there's – I know that they're likely to be corrupted by the system and corrupted by their power.
There's actually personality things that happen, which is what they're going to talk about in this article. But what I find fascinating is just the fact that the system itself is not designed for you to go in and make massive changes. Because as soon as you do, you'll get voted out of office, mm-hmm. you know. And so there's always this constant compromising to go on and stay in office, which pretty much keeps everything what they call moderate. And moderate means violence against all. You know, that's the moderates are doing everything bad. They're taxing people. They're violating civil liberties. All the things that are the worst parts, the least libertarian parts of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, the moderates are doing all the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called being moderate. And I call it being incredibly authoritarian and tyrannical. But, so there's five things. And number five is power and self-absorption go hand in hand. Try something for us. Write the word ass on your forehead with a marker. If you refuse to do that, just picture yourself writing it, but really imagine you have the letters up there.
All right.
So hold that thought. Science says that there is a very logical reason that those in power don't actually give a damn about you. They are too busy thinking about themselves. There are several reasons for this, according to research. First, researchers found that in leaderless situations, those with high opinions of themselves will take charge, for better or for worse. And that makes sense. They think they're awesome, so of course they think they should be in charge. The problem, though, is that the same often unwarranted confidence also persuades the followers to follow them. And so they climb through the ranks by basically being the biggest loudmouth braggarts in the room. So the other problem is that the narcissistic types can manage to lead effectively for the short term. They're great at convincing everyone they have all the answers, but at the end of the day, they can't take their eyes off their own self-interest long enough to focus on long-term goals, such as not losing all of our money. Actually, being in power only makes it worse, which brings us back to the ass on your forehead. When you drew the imaginary letters, where did the letter A wind up? On your left, so that the word reads normally if you look in a mirror? That's how a lot of people would do it. After all, that's the way you write things, left to right. But that would be making the word backward for everyone else trying to read it. If you took time to stop and consider that, and then carefully wrote the letters and word backwards so it would be readable to a person facing you, that says a lot about your outlook toward other people. They actually did that experiment in a study at Northwestern University. They randomly assigned a group of people to hold a position of power during the study and assigned another group to a position where they'd have no power at all. Later, they gave everyone a simple task. Draw a capital letter E on their own foreheads. Same as we had you do with the word ass. The results were startling. People in the powerful group were almost three times as likely to carelessly draw the letter so that it was unreadable to anyone else.
Huh.
Those in the powerless group were the ones who stopped, thought about it, and turned the letter around so that others could read it.
Wow.
That's right. Even meaningless.
Three times.
This is meaningless arbitrary power assigned purely for the experiment.
You're in charge.
Yep. You're the boss of this.
Right.
And you guys have to do what he says. They just arbitrarily assign some power to give people a feel for it. That was enough to make the subjects less likely to stop for a few seconds and consider the perspectives of others. Now imagine what an actual position of power would do. And they're just getting started.
Nick, is that much more likely to spell ass correctly?
Less likely to do it correctly. Well, that's the whole point, is that you become very self-centered and you're actually not very good at considering other people.
Mm-hmm.
And power does that to people. Not to mention the fact that it attracts that type of person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the whole notion of power is always going to attract people who desire power over other people. But then what they're saying here is that even once you're there, it gets worse. I mean, this is a natural effect. It seems to affect everybody this way.
Yeah, and then the people that are in power have folks fawning all over them as well, which helps boost their desires for gaining more of it.
I don't think that there's any kind of effect like that happening with Obama, though. So.
Oh, you're so honorable.
Wait.
Oh,
you mean what, compared to Jesus, Superman? Okay.
You're the honorable representative so-and-so.
So number
they
four
love that stuff.
Is that feeling powerful makes it easier to lie. It's estimated that the average person lies up to 6 times a day. It's even considered an important developmental milestone in babies, which presumably means that nobody will accept you as a person until you figure out how to make crap up to keep yourself out of trouble. So you can imagine how much politicians and CEOs have to BS us on a minute-to-minute basis to get their reputations. Well, there's a scientific reason they are the way they are. You'd think this would be obvious, that liars tend to get into positions of power because they're so good at lying. And science says you're right, but there's a much weirder factor at play. Researchers at Columbia Business School used a similar setup to the E experiment above, where they did a role play that divided subjects into leaders and subordinates. Leaders were even given a fancy, large office. The underlings got a small, windowless room. All of them were then tempted to lie. They found a $100 bill and were put in a situation where they'd have to lie about it to the people running the experiment if they wanted to keep it. After a nice round of vigorous lying, both groups of subjects were tested for stress hormone levels. Researchers also studied a videotape of the subjects lying their asses off. The result, in their words, low-power individuals showed the expected emotional, cognitive, physiological, and behavioral sides of deception. Right, they felt bad.
They were lying because they wanted the $100, but they felt bad.
And in contrast, the powerful people showed no evidence.
I'm in charge. It doesn't matter if I lie. More coming up. 800.
I have to lie to keep people safe.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. The remaining reasons why people in power suck coming up here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Maybe you've had personal experience dealing with these people who are the power seekers of the world. That's what we're talking about right now, as Dale's been sharing with us the five reasons that people in power will always suck from crack.com. We'll continue that list here in a moment, but you're welcome to add your thoughts in or bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features there, including our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. And if there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. They're all free. Updates via email or Twitter or Facebook, news.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Fellowship Program is sponsored by Charles G. Koch, provides policy experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an 8-week internship, 2 public policy seminars, and career training. Participants intern as one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. and across the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. They include a stipend and housing assistance and mentoring and everything you need for these internships. Go to libertarianinternships.com. Sign up there. You'll get more info. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us, again, on our website, and we will take your calls about anything. We're going to continue, though, from crack.com, a list of the five reasons that people in power will always suck. Of course, as we know, positions of power attract those who are corrupted, those who are easily corruptible. And some of the science behind this is showing us some of the reasons why power people... I don't know if it's the reasons why, but they're showing us what happens to people who are in positions of power, even people who aren't necessarily the ones seeking it. Because
right. This is something that happens once someone is in a position of power.
Human beings being placed in positions of power, and even just arbitrary ones. And the scientific studies they're looking at here, they're taking people who've come in to be part of a study. They don't know what it's going to be about. They've come in to be part of this study, and they say, okay, you are in charge, you are not, and then they have them put into certain circumstances that shows that the people who are put in charge behave in very disturbing ways.
So we were just talking about lying. It said powerful people, in contrast to the people who were low power, powerful people demonstrated no evidence of lying across emotion, cognition, physiology, or behavior. And so once more, that's after a couple of hours of completely fake power. These people were chosen at random, but when they were stuffed into a fancy room that made them feel like big shots, their feelings of guilt about lying melted away.
Hmm.
It's 2 hours, couple hours. Imagine someone who's in a
politician who's spending
career.
Most of their time with lackeys.
Imagine having your campaign team going rah-rah with your name on signs and saying, he needs to be in charge of us and he's going to fix everything. And
the bigger the office, the more that's going to be happening, too. Mm-hmm. States are covered with my name. The people gave me a mandate. It was 48% to 52. They sure didn't want that other loser. They wanted me. They love me.
I have a mandate from the voters. God. And that made them better liars. It's those unpleasant feelings of guilt and stress that cause the physical cues that let people know we're lying. Add a feeling of power to the mix and the opposite happens. And in fact, instead of negative emotions, the study found that a powerful person actually experiences a positive internal response. These people. I know.
Oh, hold on just a second. You've got to read that again.
Okay. It says, in fact, instead of negative emotions, the study found that a powerful person actually experiences a positive internal response.
When telling lies.
These people feel joyful relaxation as a result of lying their faces off.
God.
It's almost as if the feeling of being in power made them think the normal rules of morality didn't apply to them.
They don't.
Which leads us to number 3. Experiments show power and hypocrisy are linked in the brain. This goes, and they've got a picture of a preacher who was later discovered to be, he was
Ted
ranting
Haggard.
Anti-gay preacher who turned out to be gay.
The guy that was snorting crank with a male prostitute?
I believe
in the hotel room?
Yep. Yeah,
Ted Haggard.
I think he was in the Jesus Camp video or something,
yep,
the movie?
That's right.
This one goes a long way toward explaining the almost endemic hypocrisy of politicians and business leaders we see in the news every day. It explains why so many vehemently anti-gay politicians and religious leaders are creepy sexual deviants.
Mm-hmm.
It explains why banks are currently refusing to lend to anyone while giving their employees huge bonuses with bailout money. And it explains why the Senate voted itself a pay raise on the same day it refused to increase the minimum wage. So, once again, this is something that can be tested in experiments, and once more, the correlation goes the opposite way you'd expect. A Dutch researcher mixed things up this time, using 5 different experiments to try to instill a sense of power in people using different methods, presumably to make sure it wasn't anything particular to a specific kind of role-playing that got the results. In one experiment, he took random subjects and had them role-play in a fictional government so that some would have positions of power, a.k.a. prime minister, while others would be peons, like in the previous experiment. But other groups would, for instance, be asked to vividly describe a time when they held a position of power in an effort to get them into the same mood they experienced when they were in that role. No one involved knew what the experiment was trying to uncover. Later, the subjects were given a questionnaire with gray area moral questions, such as, is it okay to exceed the speed limit if you're late for an appointment? After just that brief period of feeling powerful, the role-playing prime ministers were more ready than the peons to say they would bend the rules if they needed to. But when asked other hypothetical questions that tested whether they thought it was okay for other people to skirt the rules, the prime ministers were harder on the rule benders than the peons.
You know, this is kind of like when you talk to pot smokers about legalizing pot and they don't want to do it. Oh, that caused a lot of problems. Have you ever heard of, have
Not
seen
very
that happen?
Often. I would normally think a pot smoker, a lot of pot smokers would be against legalizing those other drugs, but their own drug is.
I've heard plenty of them argue against legalizing pot.
Usually that would be a drug dealer that would argue against that.
Oh, yeah, because they benefit from the drug war, so. No matter how the researcher went about instilling the feelings of power, the results were the same. Within minutes, a feeling of power flips the switch in the brain that says, the rules now do not apply to me. Bring me a whore.
Do you remember...
A whore, I say.
I think it was the governor of New Jersey at the time who was... His motorcade was whipping by at 95 miles an hour or something like that.
He didn't have a seatbelt on, right?
Yeah, some traffic infraction or whatever. And, of course, he had to do the mea culpas and all that nonsense when you know that this is what they're going to do all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're in charge. They're important.
Mm-hmm. But even stranger, the people induced to feel powerless went the opposite way. They actually were more self-critical than they'd normally be. Think about what that says about society. The people who are already powerless as a result feel like they're less worthy to be in power and thus stay powerless.
Makes sense.
Fascinating. That does seem to be the case. You have, like, families that have this ongoing, they're in positions of power and it keeps cycling through the generations and...
Our royal families, well, the Kennedys.
Well, yeah, I mean, they taught their children how it is that you can control other people. They've, you know, this is how it's done, son.
Yeah, sure. You pass it on.
And they tell them that they're meant for that. You know, you raise them. You're meant to be a politician someday. And, you know,
someday you will rule.
You need to serve the people.
And it's,
right? I'm sure it's done in disguise of you are meant to do good things. Use your talents for the betterment of society.
I'd love to see the numbers because I've seen many. Mitt Romney's dad was a Michigan politician. There are a lot of politicians who are sons of politicians, and just because we're not used to hearing these names, but how would we know?
I couldn't name
a senator from 10 years ago.
There's something that happens too when people just put on the trappings of power and go around calling themselves a title, and people start responding to that.
I thought about this for my son. I was going to name him senator. Now imagine how much different your life would be if your first name was senator.
There was a guy who
Senator
just,
Edge.
There was a guy
That's
who
me.
Just put that on his like address labels and his business cards. He put SEN dot. He never, and no one ever asked him like what state he was a senator of, or anything like that. But he got incredible special treatment. We'd get put on first class on airplanes, and just what you wouldn't believe.
More coming up here. 800. How many more do we have? Two? One?
Two more.
All right. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to bring your thoughts into the mix here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. It's like a little bit of power for you there. Just if you call in, you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and no one wants your name. Set up time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by going and visiting our promote page. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live, say, on your local radio station or maybe on other stations around the country. Also bring more internet listeners on board, different ideas for you, banners and flyers and such, all there at promote.freetalklive.com.
If you liked Aaron Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel. Pirates of Savannah is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of pioneers, refugees, and society's cast-offs, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s, and it's loaded with real obscure historical events. Terran is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can go check out the first few chapters at piratesofsavannahbook.com. Again, it's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
As we continue here, Dale is sharing with us from crack.com the five reasons why people in power will always suck. And so go ahead with reasons number four and five.
Number two, it goes down, two and one. And number two is that power gives you a false belief in your abilities. I'm going to kind of summarize this one because I really want to get to number one.
Okay, sure.
But well, an interesting experiment is where they convinced people, they found that people who had been convinced or put in a position of power were more inclined to want to roll dice themselves when they could win money from the dice roll or whatever, when in fact, you know, nobody can control what the dice come up as.
Yeah,
it's completely random. But the people who are in positions of power,
influence it.
They thought they could. They thought they could control those dice rolls.
You know, that makes sense to me if you're in power in, say, a company. You've risen to the top through competence, one would hope. I mean, that's not true in every company.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I think the larger the company, the less likely it's true.
Yep.
But one could make the argument for that. Government, however, you cannot really make the argument that competence is what causes somebody to go to the top.
Certainly not. It's
more likely charisma, the ability to lie well,
yep.
You know, how good you look, all kinds of stupid reasons.
It's a popularity game.
Yeah,
I mean,
And a back scratching game.
Or you slept your way there.
It happens too.
So number one, feelings of power trigger a lack of compassion. In theory, politicians in the age of democracy should feel almost too much compassion. They spend oceans of money and time getting elected to posts that exist solely for the continued well-being of the people they serve. They hold town hall meetings to listen to their constituents, and they risk their political futures trying to pass laws for the good of their people. We all believe that, right?
Well, you know, this is it, what it kind of says to me is that trying to get politicians that, you know, they have an agenda, talking to them at these town hall meetings, trying to get them to do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
Just really,
that should have sarcasm tags wrapped around it. A study in an issue of Psychological Science set out to test this idea. The method was a little different. Instead of a role-playing exercise, the researchers actually surveyed subjects about how powerful they felt in their own lives. Then they were divided into powerful and powerless based on their answers. Subjects were then paired up, and one was told to relay an emotionally scarring event that had happened to him. The listener was hooked up to an ECG machine, and all of his stress responses were measured. The powerless people reacted the way you'd expect people would react when told a heart-wrenching tale. The powerful, on the other hand, felt nothing. Or at least, their responses couldn't be measured, whether they naturally felt no empathy or were just better at regulating their emotions. The researchers had all the subjects fill out a survey at the end and inquired about whether they'd like to stay in touch with the other experiment subjects after the experiment was over to see if maybe they'd made any friends during this ordeal. The powerless subjects were into it. The powerful were not. They wanted nothing more to do with the stranger they just traded personal stories with.
It was bad enough that I had to even listen to his story, his little people.
Guys, this is Obama, okay? Just as an example of the most, you know, the most widely recognized example.
They're not kissing your babies because they like your babies.
Well, then that's what they get to next. This seems to indicate what we had always suspected, that while politicians may pander to you by kissing your baby, they might as well be kissing a can of Beanie Weenies. The guy who stole your wallet at the laundromat will probably remember your name longer than they will. So,
I'm not good with names, though. I mean, names are, that's tough.
I agree. You know, I'll often go to these conventions and I'll see people's faces that I recognize. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have name tags on, luckily, which is nice.
And it can be so difficult. Yeah, well, yeah, I've met you 3 times. Really? Yeah. Oh, shoot. No, I recognize your face.
Wow. Yeah, my big complaint about the convention we just went to was that the names weren't large enough. There was plenty of blank space on that tag. Should have been larger because it's awkward to squint and to kind of crouch down a little bit and cock your head a bit to try to figure out what someone's name is.
It just takes a while to learn people's names, you know. The people get to listen to this show hours and hours and hours a week. They hear our names over and over and over again. I see there's one time it's just very difficult. If you have a connecting experience, there's this guy at Pork Fest who watched my dog last year, not the most recent one, one before. I remember Stu's name. You know? I remember because we had an interaction. Right. He was very nice to me. He did a favor.
Yeah, I remember Stu. We took care of the one-man rock band together while he was passed out.
He's a very nice guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Ladies, you really should scoop Stu up.
Yeah.
That's assuming he goes that way. I have no idea.
I love this. I got
a
picture.
Good chance, right?
I think this is Obama. Maybe it's not Obama. It doesn't quite look like him, but it's got a picture of this politician looking at a baby and going, crap, which one of you idiots did I take this thing from? Yeah, but that's the.
So is there more?
That's the end of that article.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. Glad you brought that one up. It's important. Very scientific analysis of the people in power and how it is that just arbitrary power makes people act the same. And it kind of harkens back a little bit to the Stanford Prison Experiment, where they took a group of college kids that would come in to do, be experimented upon, and they didn't know what it was going to be about. And they said, you, you're the guards. The rest of you, you're the prisoners. And then all of a sudden, the prison guards started acting like power-mad prison guards. They'd never been in a prison before. They don't know anything about being in there. But they
look at how. So think about in a real prison, the way they dress everyone. They put the prisoners in pajamas. Mm-hmm. That's obviously meant to strip them of any sense of power. The things they do to people, and I was looking through this and just looking at you put a badge on someone, you put a uniform and a badge on someone, look at these stories of police abuses of power all over the place. Look at the number one the destruction of your compassion. That's what that was the, you know, that's what really got to me, was this, like, look at all these people in positions of power and they have no compassion. I mean, I'm sure they still carry around the trappings of it, right? They still use the rhetoric of it. You know, police officers are going around saying, I'm here to protect the innocent. You know, we want to protect people, but really they're looking at, you almost can't help it. Once they're in that position, they can't help but be looking at everyone as potential lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's someone I need to be keeping in line. They're not thinking of them as, that's someone I'm supposed to be protecting from harm. That's someone who I'm supposed to make sure that their stuff isn't stolen from them. That's someone I'm supposed to, you know, that's not the way they look at people, and understandably so, given the psychology.
You can see, you know, just a few videos of police abuse, and you can see how the largest crime is the threat to their authority. That these guys are taught that you must maintain your authority, your control over the situation, or all is lost.
Chaos will ensue.
And that's exactly how they act. They'll forget the lawbreaker in a second if you whip out a camera and start filming them. They don't care about this guy who broke the law. Suddenly,
the beeline for you.
Yep. The guy with the camera, I didn't tell you could put a camera on. What are you doing? What are you filming us for? I don't want to be on YouTube tonight. Tough luck, mister. You work for us.
Well, no. Yeah.
Nobody really.
Ostensibly.
Most people believe this, but all you have to do is do this one time and you'll see who the heck.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, is it psychologically healthy to is it grounding, for instance, to be like focused on some degree of humility, or not so much humility as equality with other people, the idea of a sense of equality with other people, that we're all equal, at least in terms of rights and basic concepts of human rights, that we're all equal, that no one is supposed to be above someone else in power, and notions like honesty, all these things that are counter to the stuff that happens when you're in a position of power, the things that happen to you psychologically. It seems to me like this is it's a little bit of a reach, but I'm wondering if this is a theory, I guess, I'm proposing, is if you're focused on notions of equality, like libertarians are, and if you're focused on notions of being honest, you know, being against fraud and being honest all the time, is this not something that's very psychologically healthy, given what we know about what positions of power do to people and these sorts of traits?
Well, the evidence from what we see here is that, in fact, focusing on equality and humility and, you know, treating people with respect is actually the acts of crazy people.
We're done for tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition. Join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs?
They've been available since 1986,
yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperforming paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Births are as low as $535.